Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It is March 5th, 2015. And this is the morning interview. My name's Emily Kwong. We have in the studio two adorable ladies. Something just happened with hot tea. I have Frances Donahoe and Trish Bessert. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm doing well this morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So we're here to talk about Cirque du Pluie. What does that mean? What is it? Tell folks who don't know French and don't know about the program what it will mean to Sitka.
So I think probably most people have heard of Cirque du Soleil, which is the Canadian-based circus that's now kind of spread across the world. And it means, if you translate it, it means circus of the sun. So Cirque du Pluie means circus of the rain. Very fitting, as opposed, you know, to where we are. The circus program, I think, essentially it includes the Hames Gymnastics program and the Aerial Silks program happening over at the Hames Center. And we're working on expanding. Right now we have classes in gymnastics that include like beam and tumbling, and Trish will have to tell you more about that. I teach a lot of Aerial Silks classes. And we're going to have juggling classes starting hopefully in a week or two.
Wow.
For adults and for kids. And we're planning on expanding that list as well.
Okay. And what are some of the gymnastics classes being offered right now?
I offer 23 different classes, all starting from the age of a year and a half all the way up through high school.
Wow. That's a huge range.
It is a really big range, and so we do all sorts of different things, all the way from circuits with mommy and me classes all the way up to complicated tumbling tricks that some of my more advanced girls are working on. And we just got in a set of uneven bars, which the girls are all pumped about getting up on those bars.
It's really fun watching people swing on it. Like, it's impressive.
You have both set up shop in the former pool area, which is a space right next to the main area of the Hames Center. Mm-hmm. So looking back several months, what did that space look like? And what does it look like now for people who haven't been inside of it?
Well, I guess a couple months ago, it was just an unused kind of space. And it was predominantly, it had a lot of stuff in it that, you know, needed clearing out. And it now has a bit of a floor on the front area where all the gymnastics and the spring floor equipment is set up. And then we drop back down into the pool, which I'm currently calling it the pit, because it is just, it's like, it's, go to the pit, everyone. And that's where the silks are hung, because that way we have an extra like 5 feet or so. We're currently using about less than half of this space as we're continuing work on the second half of the space.
Okay.
So I think most notably, the change that I've noticed is actually in the smell. Huh. It doesn't smell like chlorine anymore. So you walk in, people are like, oh, wow, this was a pool? And I was like, yeah, 2 months ago, they knew. They walk in, they could just smell the chlorine. Everybody mentioned the chlorine smell that went in there. And now that's gone. Everything's been freshly painted. And it's beautiful and bright compared to what it was a couple months ago.
Yeah. There have been a lot of people commenting on it. It's very exciting to see it getting used.
Yeah. And used by young people, old people. Your two programs, the gymnastics and the aerial acrobatics silks programs, began independently at different times. When did you decide to merge and create a circus together?
So we initially kind of came to the idea because we had to work out how to use the panel mounts together. We had very limited equipment, especially when we were beginning. It's been a process of building up to the equipment that we have. And so we had to have a meeting about how we are going to both be using this equipment. And in that meeting, we ended up just talking about a lot of, well, we talked about Cirque du Soleil and the crossover between aerial silks and dance and acrobatics and tumbling, and how great it would be if all of that stuff could kind of just merge together. Circus, especially circus in the sense of Cirque du Soleil, is a very encompassing word that kind of includes a lot, not just performance, but the whole theatrical, musical, acrobatic, you know, aerial aspect of it. So I think it kind of just came because they're so similar.
Yeah, it's not, I think some people thinking about circus, they think of elephants and lion tamers and people with tall hats and face paint.
That's a very, kind of, we would say, like, It's an older idea of what the circus is. And Cirque du Soleil has really redefined, I think, what people think about when they think circus. And it is much more about the arts and music and theater and the choreography, the telling of a story. Quite often there is an element of some kind of story or narration happening, and it all gets tied in together through these beautiful costumes and fantastic acrobatics.
Yeah. And you've prepared quite a few students to be ready to perform. You have a few performances coming up, which we'll talk about at the very end, give some details out. And I know you mentioned also you were looking for volunteers to help out with these two programs. So tell us a little bit about that need.
So for volunteers, I mean, predominantly everything we've been doing for the most part has been hugely volunteer-based from the, from the building, but also like Trish volunteered the first 6 months of her time to teach classes, and all of her, you know, potential salary basically went back into equipment. I've been teaching classes. I have been being paid for classes, but then there's all the background work, you know, you do to build a program. Anyone who's ever built a program knows how much work that takes to get the word out there. And we've been doing shows. I think the Silks people have been doing a show almost every month since October. We've had a show. And that takes a huge amount of work, getting not just the choreography and the performers kind of ready and in place, but dealing with different, you know, venues in Sitka and kind of basically educating people on what Silks is, because a lot of people don't know what it is. And I say, hey, we're going to do a show. And they're like, okay.
So you need volunteers to be greeters and administrative help.
Administrative help is a big one. I know that we're still looking for volunteers to help with building stuff. We're looking for volunteers to help out with classes, people who have experience in gymnastics or aerial and acrobatic who could help us, especially with kids' classes.
Okay.
We're looking also, one of our big things is we're looking for donors and people who are interested in helping us with the scholarship fund.
Right. So tell us, I know you're kind of in the planning stages for that, but it sounds like you're rolling out a scholarship to help finance both young and old. By that I mean kids and adults to take gymnastics and Silks classes. Trish, can you tell us a little bit about your gymnastics background and also why something like a scholarship is kind of needed?
I started tumbling when I was about, before I could even really remember. I don't remember really not being able to do a cartwheel, and I didn't learn it in class. It was me out in my front yard tumbling around doing gymnastics and swinging on the bars at school, which is just so relatable to these kids because they haven't had a gymnastics program here. They didn't have a gymnastics program because a consistent one didn't exist. I didn't have a gymnastics program because the only option available for me was at a private gym, and it was just way too expensive. So I don't want anybody to go through what I had to go through and not be able to access a program. And now that Sitka has such a fantastic program and it's here, I don't want to turn anybody away because I remember being 4 and watching the Olympics and wanting to do gymnastics. But I had to wait until 7th grade when we had a public school program so I could join.
Wow, yeah. You know, the cost of some of these classes, we were talking earlier, you were saying in Las Vegas to drop into a class is like $35 an hour.
Yeah, for the Silks classes. Right. For gymnastics, it's, everywhere around like Anchorage area, Seattle area, classes cost about double what they do here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been really, really trying hard to make sure that classes that we teach are accessible to people. They're the most affordable that you'll find, I think, for a lot of, aerial Silks, like we were saying, a drop in one class would be $35. Here they're $750. So there's a big, big difference in price that we're offering. But it's really important to both of us.
Yeah. You can't beat the prices. And kind of the last thing I wanted to ask you was, full disclosure, I take Silks classes, so I'm not entirely impartial. But the thing I can contribute is when I decided to start taking Silks, it seemed like an extra in life. Like, I'm going to do something out of the ordinary. But once I started doing things like flipping upside down and spinning around and pulling myself up, it actually felt really necessary. Like, my body was designed to somehow do tumbling and jumping and running and things in the air that once you're older than, I don't know, 8, you don't get to do that with your body anymore. Mm. You don't go on monkey bars after elementary school. So I was wondering what you have seen in your students now that they have this ability to practice these skills.
Well, definitely, I mean, because my program started with adults. Kind of Trish and I were opposite on that, and we're both expanding. Trish will have adult classes starting, and I've already have kids classes starting now. But especially with working with adults, like with what you're talking about, I think it's been really meaningful to a lot of people in ways more than I ever could have imagined. I've had a lot of people say that it's kind of either the highlight of their week or it's like what helps them get them through. The combination of the challenge, the adrenaline, the fun, because you get to be swinging and climbing, you get to go upside down. I think it really does take people back to a little bit of like a kid and childlike place. But essentially, like a lot of it is a challenge. I think you can see a very visible growth as you progress.
I think the most visible signs of what people get out of gymnastics and what people talk about is the gain in strength, flexibility, and the most important part to me is actually the self-confidence that I've seen that has grown. It's not usually as visible, but you can see gymnasts came in, they were nervous, they were afraid, they didn't think they were good enough to do gymnastics, they didn't have the right body type. It's amazing when you think of a 10-year-old already thinking about their body and not being able to do specific sports, but just the gratification these kids get when they master something. I mean, even something where we would look at it and think it's simple, like a forward roll, how excited they are when they finally get it. And it just shines through the rest of their day. They leave with a smile on their face. And I think that, at the end of the day, is what makes my job so important, is getting these kids in a spot where they're happy with themselves, they're confident, and they love themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's beautifully said. Thank you so much, Trish and Franny. If you want to see some of their students in action, the advanced gymnastics class will be showcasing their skills at the Wearable Arts Show this weekend, the 3:00 and the 7:00 performance. Tickets to the Wearable Arts Show are $15 at Old Harbor Books. And the Silks class will also be showcasing their talents at the Fireweed Dance Annual Gala on Saturday, same day, 7:00 at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books, $15 for adults and $10 for students and seniors. You're in full choreography mode. And thank you so much for coming into the studio to talk about what you guys are doing at the Hames Center. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. We're heading to Writer's Almanac and Sitka History Minute. Stay tuned.